Police hope that data from the ACE phone will help identify the distributor who's supplying the runners with drugs. They're known as line holders.
We want to take out the people that are holding the line because they're the bigger threat and they're harder to replace. They could be in control of several lines and several runners, so it would take out more people in the long run.
Information gathered from the ACE line phone will be fed into Kent Police's monthly review, where it's decided which county lines are going to be prioritised.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Mike Worrell. I'm a detective superintendent in charge of the gang and county line teams here in Kent.
According to the latest figures from the National Crime Agency, there are around 1,000 county lines in operation across the UK. Here in Kent, the number of lines is at near record levels.
At the minute, we've got 65 county lines in total. And I think the highest we've had is 67 from memory, so it's obviously very busy.
We'll be working around the intelligence, and obviously that picture changes on a daily, weekly basis. The street disruption officers go out gathering the intelligence. That intelligence is looked at through a matrix, which then identifies which scores are given to which county line.
This is a provisional score of 56.
This matrix takes the complex web of intelligence that officers have gathered and turns it into a number. The higher the number, the more dangerous the county line.
My name is Olivia Lee. I'm a civilian intelligence analyst. My main job is to control the matrix and the scoring for the county lines.
A firearm was located at one of the safe houses that we did warrants at.
We're looking for vulnerability.
That drug dealer has a young child.
If they're using juveniles, using vulnerable adults, they're linked to weapons. We will then score based on that.
The ACE line, a provisional score of 36.
The higher the score drives the top five, which is what drives the direction of the force.
Scoring just 36 means that the ACE line isn't going to be prioritised this month.